PWDA News, September, Issue 2. A message from the President. Every year, PWDA members elect a board of people with disability who lead our organization. This year, we'll be electing three new directors. You can read more about what directors do on our website. All members enrolled before 5 p.m. EDT on Tuesday, 17th of September, are eligible to nominate themselves as candidates. Nominations are now open and will close at 5 p.m. EDT on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. If you would like to stand for this election, click here to see the nomination form and guidelines. If the online form and Word document form are inaccessible for you, please contact us as soon as you can so we can arrange an alternative. I'm available to answer questions and talk aspiring directors through the role and the process. Just email me, or you can also reply to this email. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability has officially kicked off. We live-tweeted the ceremonial first session and we'll keep updating you on the Commission's progress on our website. There is information about making a submission to the Royal Commission on their website, as well as links to Australian government-funded services for people who need support to engage with the Commission. We are concerned to hear proposals to extend the cashless welfare card to all people who receive income support payments like Newstart or the Disability Support Pension. PWDA has opposed the cashless welfare card for some time, and we are particularly concerned about the impact it has on people with disability, many of whom are on Newstart. You can read our full statement on Facebook. Tomorrow, some of our staff and members will be participating in Sydney's climate strike. As a member of the Pacific Disability Forum, we stand with people with disability in the Pacific facing significant immediate danger from the effects of climate change. Read more about climate change and disability in our latest blog post. There is a picture of the commissioners on stage in Brisbane at the first ceremonial hearing of the Royal Commission. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. Last week, a delegation of people with disability travelled to Geneva to speak to the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, or the UN Committee, about what life is like for people with disability in Australia. You can read more about the seven people with disability in our delegation and download their opening statements to the UN Committee on our website, as well as find summaries of our week in Geneva and videos of the delegation, and plain English fact sheets about topics we raised with the UN Committee. You can also check out our pictures and live tweets on Twitter. There is a picture of the delegation preparing for their speeches to the UN, sitting behind a long white desk in the chamber. Have your say. Tell the Australian government about your experience with the NDIS. We are preparing an extensive submission based on all the issues people with disability are having with the NDIS and tell us about every day. You can have your say personally by filling in the survey on the website or by making a submission. There are lots of workshops going on that you can attend as well. Submissions close 31st of October. The New South Wales Ageing and Disability Commission is conducting a review to better understand the purpose, functions, and future needs of disability advocacy across the state. They've released an issues paper and invite feedback from people with disability, their families, disability advocates, and representative organisations. Find out more on their website. Do you need help? Call us toll-free on 1800 843 929. Opportunities. The Australian Poetry Journal has opened submissions for Issue 9.2, DIS, and will be prioritising the work of people with disability. The guest editors write, "We're interested in writing that speaks back to a disabling world, that critiques ableism, or that even unsettles the idea of what ability is." Submissions are open until the 1st of November. Read the guidelines and how to submit your work on their website. Community announcements. Tickets are available for the inaugural Colin Allen AM Lecture in Sydney. The lecture series is about sharing the contributions of deaf Australians and will be Auslan interpreted and captioned. Find out more from Deaf Australia. Latest disability news. From Australian Associated Press. Disability chair acts on conflict concerns. From The Wire. Like prison, young disabled people forced into aged care. From ABC News. Disability Royal Commission begins today, a long overdue reckoning into the violence against us. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of this week's newsletter. You can find us online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter as at @PWDAustralia, on Facebook as PWD.Australia, and on Instagram as PWDAustralia. Thanks for listening.